Welcome back to the program, 541 officially. And we jump in with a little bit of a sports announcement, or a little bit of a segment. I find out that the hockey players have filed a class action lawsuit against the NHL against for the same thing that the football players are concerned about: concussions, advocation of violence in the game, and they're looking to make some changes in hockey as well.
What the league knew and when they knew it, and if they tried to hide the concussion problem from the Players Association.
Well, and they're saying that there's an attitude in the hockey league of advocating the violence and the fighting. And, you know, when you have a fight on a baseball diamond, the bench is clear, but the officials are trying to break it up as fast as they can.
They're very few,
a little hard.
Very few punches thrown in a baseball.
A lot
fight.
Of shoving, a lot of yelling, a lot of
swearing.
Like wrestling moves. Okay, football game. When two players are going at it, the officials are right there trying to break it up, and
right.
they you know, and usually there's a fine or a penalty of some sort that's levied very quickly. In hockey, I have seen the ref just go, and skate away and let the two guys just pummel each other.
Until they go down to the ice. Yes, that's the
if they're still standing.
The unwritten rule is they can keep punching each other as long as they're still standing.
But if one goes down on one knee,
the fight is over.
Then it's
even the players know that, and the guy will stop punching if, you know.
Maybe.
Well, most of the time. And
what if?
And usually it's the guys who are there to fight that fight. You never see the stars fighting.
Or I got an idea.
Very rarely.
Why don't we combine the Ultimate Fighting Championship cage matches with hockey?
No.
Okay.
Cage fighting is so brutal. I can't.
Yeah.
You know, I understand it's very popular. I just can't watch it. I don't understand.
Mixed martial arts hockey games.
Stop.
Okay.
It.
I think it would be awesome.
Uh huh.
Instead of a hockey stick, you know, instead of the stick, you got a quarterstaff.
Hockey is a beautiful game, and there are those who say that really fighting doesn't need to be part of it anymore. There was a time when people, you know, thought, well, I went to a fight and a hockey game broke out, that old line. But there are a lot of people that think that the fighting needs to go away from hockey.
And they call those wimps.
Well, I'm not talking about getting rid of checking. I'm not talking about getting rid of physical play. But the idea of fighting is really sort of outdated, isn't it? I mean,
should we have the opposing teams bring corsages to the other players?
Just stop it!
Just before the game gets started, and say, you look very nice today. I'd like to compliment you on your skate choice. And oh, by the way, goalie, that hockey mask, very attractive.
Couple of quick thoughts on this, though. NHL is not the NFL. The economics of those two leagues are dramatically different. Whereas the NFL could agree to a big settlement that covered former players for big money, the NHL doesn't have that kind of change. They just don't.
Sure. So, and they may be broke.
You're not going to allow a pitcher and a catcher to stand in the middle of the field and punch on each other. You're not going to allow two football players to stand there and punch at each other for 30 seconds.
Well,
you're not going to allow two basketball players to stand there and punch each other for 30 seconds.
Well, then
so why is it allowed in hockey?
Okay, well, then it should be allowed in all the sports.
Oh,
until you go down.
That's what we need. We need more one-on-one fighting in all of the sports.
And until you are forced down to your knee, and then somebody stands up and holds their arms out and goes, "Are you not entertained?"
We have a sport like that. It's called boxing.
Okay.
And boxing is on very hard times.
Well, it is.
Because of the rise
like
in popularity
like
of mixed
better.
Martial arts.
Yeah.
See? We are hungry for the good old-fashioned fights. You know, that's why the ultimate cage fighting has become so popular.
So what? The next thing is we bring back throwing our enemies to the lions in the middle of the ring.
Oh,
and let them
PETA would
apart?
Never allow that.
Bring back the gladiators?
No, PETA would never allow that because that could be potentially dangerous for the animals. Screw the humans. But
if you staged like in Indian territory or in areas where regular jurisdiction doesn't allow, there would be a market for gladiator recreations. There'd be people who'd watch that.
Oh, I think you're probably right.
You mean like real gladiator where somebody dies?
You could put that on pay-per-view and there would be people who'd be watching it. No question about that.
Here's the brilliant idea of the day. You have convicted felons, just like in the days of the gladiators. You are looking at a death sentence in prison, Okay.
Who are you, Arnold Schwarzenegger and the running man?
Fight your way to freedom.
What is this? Two men enter.
What is this, rollerball?
Two men enter. One man comes out, and he gets life in prison. Now, we don't let him back out into society because he is looking at the death. But the one guy gets death. I didn't say I'd watch it. I just said it would be popular.
And there would be a market for rollerball, too.
Well, they tried. They tried to bring rollerball in, and it was too phony and too fixed and too fake, and it died, and James Caan wasn't in it, so there's no interest in it.
I'm glad to see you go back to the original and not the remake of Rollerball.
That was the good one.
You remember the premise of Rollerball is that they found out when someone was seriously injured that the ratings went up.
Yes.
And professional sports today have figured that out, too, that if they can manage the violence, there's a ratings upside.
It's like, oh, look, Joe Theismann, his leg is snapped. That is the most horrible thing that we're going to show you 18 times in a row.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
it happened 2 decades ago, and we remember the Joe Theismann broken leg. Oh, my.
Here's the moment where Sims' spleen split in half during the game. Let's watch that hit 500 times.
Well, and that's the argument with hockey, is that the powers that be say we want to cut back on the fighting, and yet they still market the videos that show all of the greatest fights in NHL history.
Sure. All right. So there it is. Oh, and here is the last bit for sports. I know this is going to excite a lot of you. Atlanta has expanded. They will now have a professional soccer team.
Yes, the
soccer.
The MLS, the American Soccer League, has added Atlanta as an expansion franchise.
Soccer.
If we told the soccer teams that they could not sell or market tickets to the 8- and 9-year-olds who are playing soccer in their youth league, they'd all go out of business.
Yeah, you're probably right.
They'd have 4 or 5 guys there, and one of them's name would be Giannis, and then the rest of the league would just fold.
Oh, soccer. All right, there
now
it is.
Now you've got the soccer people mad.
Hey,
that was Seth, and that was Chris. Send your emails to them.
Yes. Send your soccer email to seth.mila@wsau.com.
Instead of loading your loved ones with sugary sweets and big meals loaded with fats this weekend, why not try some healthy alternatives from the Joyless Vegan brand family of healthy products?
You see a milk chocolate bunny. We see a bovine growth hormone-laden indoctrination into a carnivorous lifestyle. Substitute a jumbo-sized quinoa and flaxseed bran loaf. It's healthy and non-gender specific.
Instead of hiding the innocent hard-boiled offspring of chickens, why not give the kids the thrill of hunting our Joyless Vegan brand non-denominational spring squares, made from a delightfully mindful mix of vital wheat gluten and agave syrup.
And switch out those oppressive fluffed mascots of byproduct corporate death peeps with our soy-based non-poultry-shaped seeps or our gluten-free jeeps.
Joyless Vegan brand healthy alternatives, available in the funny-smelling area of your local grocery store.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.